I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 816, The Value of Water. A few months ago, I was in Boise visiting my daughter and her family. Now, Jenny is an avid exerciser and a water drinker. I saw this big, enormous jug of water, and I commented that I could never drink that much water. Well, she challenged me to drink more, and I do, although not nearly as much as she does. I'd float away. But if you notice that the value of water changes, depending upon where you are, let's talk. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Does our value or others change because of our location? Currently, a bottle of water at Costco in the vending machine costs about 25 cents. Now, that same bottle of water at the supermarket costs somewhere between 50 cents and a dollar. If I ordered it at a bar, it might cost $2 to $4, or at a restaurant or hotel, $3 to $4, or at an airport or amusement park, $5 to $6. The bottles and the contents are roughly the same. The only thing different is the location where you purchase it. In Costco, you're expecting a discount, and you get one. In a grocery store, you expect you'll pay a fair retail fee, and you do. From there, depending upon the location, you expect a certain amount of markup, adjusting for ambiance, necessity, convenience, with each location dictating the quote-unquote value of the same product. But what about you? Have you ever felt your own value fluctuating depending upon where you are? Dining at a celebrity gala might give you a sense of having greater value than if you were dining at a fast food restaurant or asking for a handout at a soup kitchen. Attending an Ivy League school might give you a sense of greater value than attending a community college or no college at all. Fellowshipping with dear friends or treasured loved ones may leave you feeling more valued than mingling amongst a group of mere acquaintances or strangers. Look, our feelings of value don't determine our value. God does. Hear that again. Our feelings of value do not determine our value, God does. So what is our value? Well, listen to John 3:16 again. For God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you want to know your value, look at the cross. Psalm 139 says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know it full well. Our value is not based on how we look or how much money we make or what we've accomplished or how popular we are. Our worth is predetermined by God, and none of those things will ever change that. Here's the great question. How do you determine your value? Who gets to decide that for you? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Tommy Newberry. Dear God, speak loudly to me and reveal all limiting images in my mind. Replace them with pictures that glorify you and accurately represent my full potential. Upgrade my opinion of myself and my vision for the future so I never feel the need to protect and preserve the past. Show me how to be a faithful steward of the one and only opportunity to magnify the greatness you have placed within me and to show your presence in my life. Lead me away from complacency and any temptation to settle for less than what you know is my absolute best. How awesome it is that you know everything about me and you love me anyway. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 817. In the meantime, I will continue to drink more water, Jenny, but I'll use a Brita filter at home and not pay the big bucks at the store for the same thing. Always remember that your true value is ascribed to you, not by your circumstances, but by your Creator. No matter where you are or who you're with, you are worth the life and death of the very Son of God. Your value is immeasurable, as infinite and eternal as the value of the Savior himself. That being so, don't allow anyone to detract you from the value which God has placed on you. You were created in the image of God, and in Christ you are a child of the living God, a joint heir with Jesus. The eternal kingdom of God is yours, along with all of its benefits. Your value in God's eyes never changes, certainly not like the value of water.